Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Midan.
And this is Jeff Ellis. It's Tuesday, March 12th, 2013.
Were you mocking me?
I was mocking you in there love, you though.
Thank
Don't
you
worry.
Very much. Episode 8.58, the It's Time to Get Back to Work show.
Oh, work. Work, the bane of our existence. But yes, we must do it.
We must
get
back to work.
Because it is all about the NFL all the time.
Free
and we have no choice.
Agency is just...
How free will this agency be?
2 hours away, Jeffrey. In about 2 hours, 4 minutes, 30 seconds... The NFL free agency period. Really?
No, I get tired.
Yeah, I didn't think you could hold that up for 2 hours.
Ah, that's what she said.
But wow. We got some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
We got some trade news. We got some good old boy news because since we last recorded, Jeffrey, not one, not two, not three, not four, but five. Five
wow.
Good old boys.
I didn't know that.
Since we last recorded.
Wow. I feel irresponsible that I have not kept up with my blotter love. Blotter love. It's driving me mad. It's making me crazy.
There you go. We'll also talk about all the wide receiver movement.
I was on the phone with a particular organization this morning.
Yes.
Not the Cleveland. Okay, it was the Cleveland Browns.
Yes, the Cleveland Browns.
And they sounded stressed.
Well,
they sounded stressed.
In 2 hours, it's free agency.
I couldn't believe I got a phone call back from them. I really wasn't expecting it till tomorrow.
You know what? They have.
He's so stressed that he's like, I got to return phone calls now because once this happens, all I'm going to be doing is letting guys talk.
What I got from a couple of the organizations were they were like, yes, Steven, we did say we wanted to talk to you during the offseason.
Oh, this is about you personally.
Right now. Is not right now because it's free agency is about to start. We're getting ready. There's going to be a lot of wheeling
Steve,
and dealing.
There is no off season.
There is none.
There is no off season.
We might have been a little irresponsible by taking a month off.
Ah, we had to.
We needed the month off.
We needed the
we
month off.
We took some good meetings.
We did.
We made some good progress.
We have.
We are getting ready for the draft, which
oh, yeah.
I don't know when that is, but apparently.
And by the way, I'm officially announcing the after party at Nacho and Paloma's place. They're living down in near Battery Park,
yeah.
And they've got a beautiful place
and
with a view of World Trade Center 1. And so we've got room for 200 listeners. to have a party.
Nacho is freaking out right now.
No, he's not because he knows that I lied about where he lives.
Oh, okay.
Notice where did I say? I said near Battery Park.
Yes.
Okay.
That's not where he lives.
No. So the one thing you know about Nacho Palomas, they don't live near Battery
okay,
Park.
Well, there you
That's
go.
All you're going to know, okay?
Yes. Okay.
Leave them alone. Good. They're our friends.
Yes. All right. But I will give the address. They live. No.
Okay. I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint. There's a letter in their unit number.
Yes. I'll give you another hint. It's in the state of New York.
I'll give you another hint. It's in Manhattan.
Well, Manhattan's big.
Well, there you go. That's as good as you're getting from us.
But still, but you've now narrowed it down to the island.
To an island. Well,
yes.
Everyone knew that. I mean, if we're staying with friends and we're going to be able to walk everywhere, then we need to be able to take a taxi, take the train. We need to be in the city.
Yes. Yes.
We can't be staying out in Brooklyn or something and have convenient access to Radio City Music Hall and the NFL headquarters and
Will
such.
You take me to Brooklyn, though? Because I've never been.
Why?
Because I've never been.
You want to go to a Nets game? The Brooklyn Nets.
Yes, the Brooklyn Nets.
They broke my streak yesterday on ESPN
in?
Streak for the Let's Cash.
Let's chomp it in.
I'm not chomping in
it's
until
not
you
answer season 9.
This. I'm never chomping anything in.
But before I chomp it in, I was going to leave you with a question.
Are you going to leave me with a question? Why don't you just leave me? With a question.
Wow, okay.
What?
I'm going to leave you with a question. We'll chomp it in, and then we'll get back and answer that question. How about that?
Fine.
Is Joe Flacco worthy of being the highest paid player in the NFL?
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
So do you mean in NFL history or in the NFL?
Well, in the NFL. He now has a contract that has made him the highest paid player
in
the
NFL history.
Well, in the history, but in right now, too.
Correct.
Just, I mean,
so Joe Flacco, Highest paid player in NFL history.
Ever.
I like to make it sound what it is, which is as big as it gets.
It is.
There's nothing bigger. No one's ever been paid more than him. No one's ever been granted a bigger contract than him. Is he worthy to be that guy?
NFL,
in the National Football League. Fine. Sure, Bob Hope. Did you see Bob Hope's place in Palm Springs?
Yeah.
Did you see that? Did I send you the links?
No, you didn't.
So his Palm Springs home is going for sale.
You don't communicate with me. I'm actually a little sad.
I'm a little sad, too.
Your wife is gone.
She's been gone since Saturday. I've been alone.
You don't want to hang out with a brother?
I've been alone.
I mean, Sunday, we could have gone to the movies, man. We could have gone to the movies.
Okay, my son's been home from university.
Oh, he's back? I thought that was – he's not back till this weekend.
The boy's been home. He's going home this weekend.
Jordan, you're in trouble, dude. We're supposed to be playing some poker, dog. You better be listening to this right now, too.
He's not. He's asleep because it's 11.
And he was.
It would have been great because, you know what? His mom wasn't around or anything. Yeah. She's been in San Francisco on business.
So
I've been alone.
You guys dropped the ball then.
I've been enjoying spending time with my son.
Yeah.
And that being said,
yes.
Bob Hope, his Palm Springs estate has gone up for sale. $50
million. $50
million. What must a place look like to be in Palm Springs and valued at $50
million. I hope everything is encrusted in gold.
Hey, it's not.
Well, then I'm not paying $50 million.
It's pretty remarkable.
Okay.
It's sick.
As a matter of fact, we were – Trish and I, you know we were in Vegas.
Yeah, had the dang kids.
You had our kids.
Had the kids.
And I thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Do you know that they stressed me out and drove me to drink?
Really? My kids?
Yeah.
They're the easiest kids to take care of in the world.
Hey. Hey, uncle.
Yeah.
I got a question. I got a question.
Yeah. And did you answer her question?
I got a question.
Yes. And then half the times it's
I got statement. A question.
Yes. Go ahead and ask.
No, we're role playing. Okay. Uncle, I got a question.
Okay, ask me.
You're wearing a headphone.
Yeah, she makes statements. Yes.
Uncle, I got a question.
She's
I got a question.
Kindergarten. She is
I got a question.
Differentiate
I got a question.
Making a statement.
I got a question, uncle.
And asking you a question.
I got a question, uncle.
What is the question?
Your glasses are black.
Leave my daughter alone. She is really cool.
She's extremely cool, but she doesn't stop. She has a never-ending motor.
Yes.
Uncle, why is no one playing with me? Yeah.
And that is her biggest pet peeve.
Why is nobody playing with me?
You cannot. Trisha.
What drove me to drink? I've raised children. They're junior adults now, and I've moved on.
Trisha,
and I have my own life, and I like it.
I and Elena were in our bedroom watching a movie. And Emma was, we thought, watching a movie out in the front room. And she comes in and just declares this. Why is no one watching a movie with me?
Now that's a question.
Yeah,
that's a question, by the way, child.
It was a question.
Let's reframe that as a question.
Well, let's get to the question at hand. Is Jay
Jay Flacco? Why not have a nickname, Jay Flacco?
Yeah, Jay Flacco.
What's up, Flacco. Jay?
Is Jay Dog
Jay Flack
worthy?
Jay Flack.
Of being the highest player. I mean, is that what one Super Bowl gets you nowadays? You win a Super Bowl, bam! You're the highest paid player in the league.
Note to the Baltimore Ravens, you should have got this done last offseason.
Yeah.
He
It would not have cost you $120 million over 6 years
had
you signed him to a long-term deal last year.
And again, in Rants and Raves parlance, the Gura, which is the only thing that matters, $39 million?
No, it was. I thought it was
60 million?
62 million. It was
62
more
million. It was
than Drew Brees.
Drew Brees got.
Drew Brees got 60 million.
So again, the only because he's not going to get all 120 of this.
No,
okay.
No. But 62?
You come okay, but you come year three of this contract. They're going to dump you like a bad habit, or they're going to redo your deal.
Right.
Because they can't take the cap hit at that year, which is like 30 some million dollars for a quarterback. So Steven, A. Baltimore should have got this done last year. They knew that they had the situation brewing. They were very close to getting a deal done, which would have averaged $17 million a year. Do they wish they had gotten that?
You've yet to answer my question.
B, the fact that they didn't get it done put them in this untenable position, which brings me to, therefore, Joe Flacco today deserves to be the highest paid player in the history of the NFL because, Steven, he will hold the title temporarily.
Yeah.
Temporarily.
Yeah, makes me sick.
Steven,
Yuck.
Look, I think Joe.
I could name right now off the top of my head, if you want me to,
10 guys.
A dozen guys
that
deserve to be the highest paid player in the league, and none of them is Joe Flacco.
Any of them Tony Romo?
No.
Okay, well, as long as we're clear about that, all homerisms are on the table. Just, he's not even saying it's his boy.
No, none.
No.
None of those dozen guys are a Dallas Cowboy.
Exactly.
But there are a dozen guys that deserve to be the highest paid player in the league. And as I said, none of them is Joe Flacco.
Give me that dozen.
Wow, you want all the dozen right now?
I thought it would be interesting.
Adrian Peterson. Calvin Johnson. Larry Fitzgerald. Fitz. Chris Johnson. At the quarterback position, Peyton Manning. Tom Brady.
Six.
Drew Brees. Man, you want me to keep going?
Seven.
I really don't have the list in front of me, so I'm going off the top of my head now. We're at seven?
Yeah, we're at seven.
Arian Foster.
There you go.
I said 10. I want
I
to
10.
Say RG3.
No.
But I can't do it after one year.
And an injury plagued.
Yes, I can't do it after 1 year. I said Calvin Johnson already.
You
right?
did.
I did. Did I say Drew Brees?
You did.
Okay, put him in there. Man, you
see,
were
I
right.
I think 10
Maybe
may have
10.
Been. It's 10. It's 10. We're at 8. And I could probably get a couple of others in there for you. I mean, certainly Tim Tebow would be. It's a joke.
Survey
it's a joke.
Says, wrong.
It's a joke. But, yeah, no, I would, frankly, I would put Matt Ryan.
I don't know. I don't know if I
Yeah, I know. Maybe. But Ben Roethlisberger, Steven?
Dude's won 3 Super Bowls.
I know. So you got to put him in that list. That's what I'm saying. So that's where I get my 9 and probably my 10. I'll find somewhere else. But that's my point, is that it's not as high as a dozen. But, look, there's a lot of guys. But, Steven, acknowledge my point, which is it's temporary. We're in the new NFL. Everybody's deal, if it's a good player with a reasonable contract, they're going to be the highest paid until the next guy comes along who will be the highest paid. And trust me, here's my bottom line. 2 years from now, I think you told me this, Steven. 2 years from now, this is going to look like chump change.
Yeah, well, 2 years from now when
we get the new TV dollars,
new TV,
this is
yeah.
And what percent? 65% of this has to go to player contracts?
Yeah.
This is going to look like chump change.
Yeah.
So right now, it's the best deal they could get done, and we're going to look back and laugh at this. So remember that day that Jay Flack was the highest paid player in NFL history.
Jay Flack. Okay.
Dude, well, you got to have a sexy nickname if you're the highest paid player in the history of the NFL.
Jay Flack.
That was the big, and good for him, because he set out the beginning of the season and he said,
I am elite.
The best quarterback in the NFL. I'm not just elite. I'm the best quarterback in the NFL. And then
laughed.
He backed it up. Of course I laughed. We all
laughed,
Steven.
I don't know if I laughed. Okay, I did.
And then he had a very shaky beginning of the season. People want to gloss over the season and go, Super Bowl champ. Yeah, it was great. No, he was horrible in some games this season.
In some.
Very up and down.
Actually, he started the season hot.
Right, and then he cooled off tremendously. Hence the reason I had them as my –
The dude was frozen.
Right, and they changed offense coordinators, went with Colin Powell. Colin Powell was never the offensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens.
No, and then
who did they get? Who did they get?
Hot.
Come on, the Indianapolis Colts former Jim Caldwell, Colin Powell,
Caldwell
Jim Caldwell,
replaced
Caldwell.
Cameron.
Right,
yes.
But when Caldwell came in, they had some sort of chemistry that picked up pretty quickly there, and Joe basically threw 2 interceptions from that point forward. I mean, it was ridiculous the level of his play. And he backed up his mouth with his play and then took them to a Super Bowl MVP. A lot of people think he should have gotten the MVP. I say I disagree based on how MVPs are given. They're the quarterbacks to lose. I don't approve of that, but that is the way it is.
Unfortunately.
And then that's the way it is, and he got it. And so now he gets paid, and I say hats off to him.
And the fact that Jim Caldwell has come out and said, since the Super Bowl, that he believes Joe Flacco is only going to get better. Oh, okay.
He just finished his 4th year. I think he can, Steven, or his 5th. I believe he has a higher upside. I really do. And his arm is ridiculous.
Just $120 million over 6 years. I don't.
62 Gura. That's all that matters.
Okay, 62 Gura.
The end of next season.
It's more than half of the contract.
end of next season, he will have received $62 million before taxes.
Let me go puke for a second.
And his agent's going to get 10% of that.
3%.
3%.
Agents in
these
the
are
NFL
so weird.
Only get 3%.
I know, it's so
that's
weird. If he was anywhere else, he'd be getting 10 as an agent.
Yes.
Okay, 3%, and then 50% is going to taxes.
Yes, that is a little outrageous.
So he's going to end up with $30 million. that's not a bad couple of years.
Yeah, that's...
I worked a couple of years. What'd you make? 30 mil. All right. I mean, that's putting you in Leonardo DiCaprio company.
But no, that's like the movie. Did you ever see Notting Hill?
Sure.
Where Julia Roberts plays a movie star in the movie.
The movie is one of the best movies of all time because it's a chick flick that guys can love.
That guys can
anytime you got a weird roommate who's naked wearing a
spike.
Wearing a dive mask.
Yeah.
A prescription dive mask.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's naked.
And underwear. He's not naked. He's got little tidy whities. Yes.
He seemed naked because he was so gross.
Spike, funny movie.
Great movie.
But anyways, that's the thing is, like, you know, she explains, the guy brings her over to the party, and this guy says, wow, you know, his friend doesn't recognize her as the movie star.
Right.
And he's like, so what do you do? And she's like, I'm an actress. He's like, oh, he's like, I've got some friends that are actors. Man, they're scraping along on like $10,000 a year. That's no life. She's like, well, what did you make for your last role? And she's like, $18 million. And he's like, oh, that's pretty nice.
That's
then.
Different, isn't it? So,
exactly. That's the thing. What did you do for the last 2 years? I made $30 million playing quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens.
We did our taxes, Stephen. We made $21,000 before expenses.
Wow.
It's our best year ever.
That is the welcome to NFL Rants and Raves, people.
It's 21,000 to support
before
our families. Oh no.
No, no, no.
Oh no.
But
oh,
it
no.
has allowed us to do some very fun things.
Really fun things.
Yes, yes.
Really fun things.
Yes. And now we just need to find a way to support our families.
Yeah, that's the next goal. We got paid to watch football.
Jack, if you're listening, buddy, give us a call.
Our phones are on.
Yeah, mine right here next to me.
Right here. The ringer is not even off
waiting,
because we need that phone call.
Waiting for that call. Anyways, but Jeffrey, so let's shoot for – how about we shoot for $25,000 this year?
Dollars?
Yeah.
We need to do a lot better than that. I actually have a note from – and I have a note from Jack.
Okay.
Checked out the stuff and shared with my East Coast team. Not much feedback other than we were focusing on our 24/7 launch on 4/1. Don't have a slot for you there. And the weekends are locked as well. Keep sending me fresh audio for consideration. Lots going on, so I apologize for the slow response.
All right. So
there it is.
No slot on the 4/1 launch. Which
means I get to go on a cruise.
Yes.
I get to go on my vacation with my family.
We need to then, I think the next follow-up is, will we still be considered for fill-in spots?
Well, and how about have us come in and lay down tracks, which is what you said that you wanted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's do it. Let's follow up there and let's keep working on that. And I think the next thing step is getting
an. And what's the gal's name that we need a meeting with out in?
Because
I'm the showrunner. What's her name? Tori?
Tracy?
Yeah. Tracy what?
I want to say Porter, but I don't think that's right.
Yeah, because that sounds like an NFL player,
yes.
Tracy Porter.
He is.
Tracy.
But it is Tracy.
Did I send you the name?
Her first name is Tracy.
Did I send you the name?
You just sent it to me like an hour.
I'm asking. I forget sometimes.
You sent it.
What I want is for our listeners out there to help us out. And here we go. We've got the name Tracy Perlman.
Perlman. I was close.
She works for the NFL. And she's in the entertainment division of the NFL, and we need a meeting with her when we're in New York in 2 weeks. So we're putting it out there to all of our people. Go on your LinkedIn's and stuff.
We're in New York in 2 weeks?
Probably, Stephen. We need to find out when the draft is. The next thing we need to find out.
It's the end of
I'm on a cruise in 2 weeks. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yes, I was like,
I get to go on vacation.
Yes, you do get to go on vacation.
Instead of work, which is I'd rather work, but I'll take a vacation. Okay, so. Where were we, Stephen? So that's what we got going on. We've got a lot of things going on. That's what we got going on. I'm being redundant. RG3 says his knee's good, and he'll be okay to play.
Okay.
That's good news.
I don't know. We'll see. I want to see it.
You don't believe it?
I want to see it.
You know, so funny. Jordan is watching. We're watching a television program where RG3 was there. Maybe it was a Baylor basketball game. It's Baylor Hoops.
Yes.
And RG3's there, and Jordan is just fixated on Robert Griffin III.
Yes.
He wants to watch him take a step.
Yeah, walk.
And, Steven, what do we do at the draft with injured players? We obsessively, because Radio City is such a steep incline on the show, on the floor of Radio City where the seats are, as guys have to do stuff there, they have to turn, they have to walk, and there's crowds to get through and things. If there is anything wrong with your knee, we will see it.
Yes.
And so we're just upset. We're not looking at the guy. Once we figure out that it's somebody who may be injured, like a Robert Griffin III, all we're going to be looking at is his knees and the look on his face.
Yeah, see how it was. Well, remember, and then there was that one year where Ponce's brother got drafted, and Ponce was there the year
Marcus
after
Ponce.
He tweaked his knee, and he was having
he had a visible limp, and he was struggling with the incline there on the show floor. And so we're like, hey, wow, I would really be concerned about that. But so Jordan obsessing at the Baylor game, watching Robert, and all Robert would do was stand up, and Jordan's like, take a step, take a step. He's such a Cowboys homer that he wants to see a limp in Robert Griffin III.
I don't want to see a limp. I want him to be healthy.
You've raised my son.
Yeah.
So in the football department, you're responsible for his meanness.
All right.
Now, should we get on to, well, first of all, some sad news. Really, really sad news, if you ask me. One of the class guys of the NFL, Steve Hutchinson, guard of the Tennessee Titans, he confirmed today that he will retire after 12 seasons in the NFL. He tweeted today that retiring today after a great run, want to thank the Seahawks and Vikings, Tennessee Titans, for their fans, for the opportunity. He posted on Twitter, Hutchinson, 35, was one of he's one of the preeminent offensive linemen, Steven. He is personally responsible, I think, for Seattle's last Super Bowl visit, or only Super Bowl visit. And he is the reason that Matt Hasselbeck was so successful. He protects the blind side. And where he went, good things seem to happen.
Well, I guess retirement must be in the air. How would you like to be 30 years old and retiring? And that's exactly what quarterback
that would have been a long time ago.
Chris Gamble is doing from the Carolina Panthers. He was released by the Panthers last week because they need to make cap space. And Chris said he's done. I don't want to play for anyone else. And he's retiring at the ripe age of 30.
Mm. And we've also got James Anderson of the Carolina Panthers that has been released and is considering retirement as well. So you're right. Retirement's in a lot. Is it just me, or is this offseason a little heavy on the player movement department?
Well,
especially
think,
big names.
I think there were a ton of football teams this year that, come the end of the season, they were near or above the salary cap, and they needed to make moves.
Yeah.
And I mean, you saw the Washington Redskins release Dante Hall. So you know that's a pretty big name as far as corners are concerned.
Next, they're going to release Monty Hall. If you know who he is, you're really old.
And, you know, so it has to be done in this day and age where you've got a salary cap. The salary cap number was just released. I think, what was it, $123 million?
Yeah, it was a fraction more than it was last year.
A pittance.
It was a pittance. Yeah. And next year is expected to be about the same.
Right.
And then the big money's going to kick in.
Right. And then it's
but for the meantime, teams are having to be very careful. The Pittsburgh Steelers, we will announce, have released James Harrison, and I love on the Facebook post, whoever it is that wrote it is a genius, Roger Goodell has suspended James Harrison for being released from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That I did see that.
Fined and suspended for being released. That is an awesome line. But, yeah, I mean, James Harrison, that guy was integral. However, and they're also going to let walk wide receiver Mike Wallace. And it's like,
well, he's going to test the free agent water.
He's not going to test it, Steven. He's going to love it.
Really?
The sexy money is going to come out for him and him alone, I believe.
Really?
Here's the thing. The perception, Steven. This guy's so fast. Yeah, but does he have good hands? Okay? Does he drop a lot of balls? Yes, he does. And so where are you going to put him? The system that he was in Pittsburgh. And this is my warning to everybody out there about the potential free agents. Consider your system. Can you utilize why he was good, where he came from, where you are today? Because he came from a system that very much supported his skill set. Do you run a system like that? If you don't, can you run a system like that? Don't take a square peg, put it in a round hole, and say, perform like you're square.
Mike Wallace, these are his numbers from last year, which was his fourth year in the league. He played in only 15 games because he missed a couple due to suspension. Or he missed one due to suspension. Something like that.
Okay.
one due to suspension, he didn't start two of them. He only started 14 games. He had 64 catches.
Yeah, you won 110 out of him.
For 836 yards, which...
You won 1,000 at least.
Yeah. For 8 TDs.
You won
10. But you won 10. And this is someone who... You're going to toss millions and millions of dollars at?
You're going to, for some of the teams like the Miami Dolphins who have signed Brian Hartline.
Right.
Well, the point is that they are so well under the cap.
Yes.
That they've got money to blow, unfortunately, and they may blow it here. I mean, and in this same vein, we will announce that the Miami Dolphins have signed Brian Hartline to a 5-year contract. Valued at about $6-7 million
I don't know,
a year.
But all I know is,
I mean, it's crazy money for somebody of Brian Hartline's caliber, who they're basically saying, Devon Best, we don't trust you. Brian Hartline is our guy. Yeah, he had a breakthrough season with 1,000 yards receiving last year.
Five year, $30.7 million.
And the girl of that was around $15-18 million. Yeah. I mean, it was crazy money. And Brian Hartline, this is the first year he's learned to run after the catch, Steven. Up until this point, he's been primarily, if you're a fantasy football player, a PPR receiver. He catches a ton.
Hartline's guaranteed $12.5 million.
Okay, that's close. I said 15. And that's just an obscene amount of money for a guy that really wouldn't have a job on a lot of teams.
For a number two.
But he's the number one in that team because Devon Best is Reggie Bush is going to be gone.
Because we saw, you know, last year on Hard Knocks when your GM looks at all the wide receivers and says, we don't have a number one.
I'm not sure we even
have a number two. We have a lot of threes, fours, and fives.
Yeah. Well, look, Hartline, you would acknowledge, he has always been one of my late round fantasy picks.
Yes, you liked Hartline. And I'm not going to give him any.
Well,
he helped me win my fantasy football.
Why did I identify him early on? Because he's a value pick, okay?
Yes.
He's somebody you can get in the seventh round of fantasy football drafts and will get you 10 points a week.
Right, right.
He won't get you any more than 10 points a week, but he probably won't get you less.
He did. He had a couple where he put up.
But I'm just saying, this year he learned to separate and he learned to actually run after catch, which was good, which is how he got to his 1,000 yards receiving this year. But Brian Hartline is, I mean, it seriously was remarkable that this guy's getting paid this kind of do-re-mi, and it's because he's on the Miami. All and right. Now Miami may go and pick up Mike Wallace and pay him a lot more money.
I like this tweet once it was announced that Hartline got his contract. Look, I like Brian Hartline and all, but the dude has two times as many guaranteed millions, 12.5, as he does career touchdowns, 6.
He is end zone challenged, but so is the entire Miami Dolphins team.
Yeah,
especially
true.
Now that Reggie Bush will no longer be there, likely.
Yeah,
Steven,
so
this team is going to be a challenge.
Before we get to the big trades that just happened yesterday, let's get Jeffrey to
just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm.
You know the brother never means you harm, Jeff.
Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day he was born.
We're going to start with the most recent one, which happened March 7th. Arizona Cardinals running back Jarvis James was arrested for failure to appear in court.
Okay, that's pretty weenie.
Yeah,
Jeffrey. I've been in court.
Man.
I've been in court.
Okay.
I've been in court. I've been in court probably more than you have.
Okay.
Because I've done my time on juries.
Yes.
And I've testified in court.
They don't select me to jury. I mean, I go to jury duty.
Yeah.
But on the first day, I say, I want to kill all white people. And then they just let me go.
That would probably end you up in jail, not for hate crime, violence, or being a racist, but because it's so clear you're trying to get out of jury duty that they're going to put you in contempt of court. which is their prerogative.
Well, I've never
heard a judge once say, I don't believe you for a second, and you're looking at spending the night in jail for contempt of court.
Wow.
And the juror changed their tone so quickly.
Really? I've never
Juror's
been
like, I hate
that.
Law enforcement. I believe law enforcement are all liars and thieves and crooks. And the judge is like, I think you're lying.
That's funny.
It was.
Yeah.
The guy's like, no, I'm serious. He says, so am I. And you're looking at spending the night in jail if you don't change your tone.
Okay. See, I think the guy backed down.
He did.
Had he did. Not backed
yeah.
down and said, so you're going to throw me in jail for
See,
having my beliefs.
Perfect evidence of a corrupt
right.
and unjust system that doesn't respect people. Then the judge would have caved and yeah. said, yeah, get
right,
out of here.
Exactly.
Kick him loose.
I mean, but, yeah, that's what you do. You got. I
we
mean,
have,
if you're,
we have trouble
you
getting
have
yours.
To be determined to go all the way.
You got to
And
all
you
got
to sell it. I mean, you got to sell it.
I've never tried. Well, I tried to get off one jury just simply yeah. because I knew that I would get thrown off the case.
Right.
Because of my psychological background. It was yeah. a heavy, it was a case that involved custody of an adult.
Okay.
Who was unfit, and I'm like, they're not going to want me involved in this because I do stuff like this for a living. This is stupid. Yeah. And I tried to talk to the bailiff. Can you get a note to the judge so that we can stop wasting each other's time here? No, 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 no. So that's how this works. So anyway, Steven and I, our bottom line is you don't screw with a judge in his schedule. If
Just,
you know
oh,
chauffeur court.
That is probably their biggest
yes.
pet. Peace.
Ask Britney Spears. Ask Lindsay Lohan. Ask how many friends she's made in the L.A. judicial
so
system.
Here's the deal. Here's why he had court to begin with. He had was previously arrested for being in possession of marijuana, the local weed. So,
I just can't believe that
So
we're
here
still
you're in possession of the local weed, and then you get a court date, and then you don't show? Oh, come on, man.
Who is advising you? Because
yeah.
they're advising exactly. you wrong.
And then just real quickly, the others that happened all in the month of February. February was our day, our month, where we were chilling.
Yeah.
We were chilling. Buccaneers defensive end Daquan Bowers, he was arrested
Daquan.
For criminal possession of a weapon.
That was another case of a guy who tries to get on an airplane with a loaded gun.
Yeah.
Guys, come
Why?
On.
Why are you taking – that's right. He was in LaGuardia, right? LaGuardia
yes,
Airport.
Yes, he was in LaGuardia.
And it's like, dude, why –
First
do you
of
not-
all, and this is the kind of thing, mind you, same crime that sent Plaxico to jail for 18 months. Okay? Yeah, Plaxico shot himself, but that's not why he got busted.
Bowers-
he got busted because he had an illegal – a firearm illegally in New York State.
Bowers had a loaded – 40 caliber firearm on his carry-on bag, and he attempted to get on a U.S. Airways flight to Raleigh, North Carolina.
And when asked about the firearm, his simple response was, I forgot.
I forgot it was in there.
If you forget that you're in possession of a gun, you shouldn't be carrying a gun.
And then, of course, our all-time least favorite reason for getting arrested, 49ers offensive lineman L. Netter. And Titans tight end Brandon Barden were both
what
arrested
did they do?
For
DIU.
Yes.
DIU with you.
I still, man, I tell you, I think I might have, for the first time in my life, been intoxicated in Las Vegas.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Well, you were with your wife and I was yes. with your kids, so that's
yes.
all good. The town
and,
encourages
and
it.
And we didn't have to drive anywhere.
Sure.
Which was fortunate. But we had some nice chill tequila shots, and then I have learned, Jeff. Remember the drink that I had when I went on my honeymoon?
The blue Harama Homa.
The green grass of home.
Green grass of home.
The green grass of home. Someone finally knows the recipe. They gave me the recipe. I want you to know that this summer, when we're out chilling, about it, I'm gonna make you some green grass of home, and we're gonna have fun.
What is the core liquor in green grass of home?
I don't know, I have to look at the recipe.
Rum?
Rum is
okay,
rum and
think.
Something else.
Okay. I mean, given it's a yeah. Caribbean drink,
yes.
I would imagine
rum. Something else, and it's chilled, and it's good. It's good. All I remember is it was good.
That's all I remember.
So anyways, just but what I'm saying here is it was good, and it was late. We were out that night till like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And I didn't get arrested for DUI.
You were in Vegas.
So?
You weren't driving.
I could have been driving, but I chose not to drive.
Most people who visit Vegas don't drive, you know, because there's no reason to.
Yeah.
You fly into town, you take a cab to your hotel, and then you walk around.
We usually drive.
Well, it's because you live here.
Right.
When you live here, you're more apt to drive, but you still park at your hotel and then walk everywhere.
No, we drive.
Oh, I know you guys got to get to the Golden Nugget and put in your time there, that hell hole.
The Golden
I'm
Nugget.
Just picking a random hotel that's not on the strip.
No, we actually did quite well spending our time gambling at the Encore where we stayed.
I want to thank you for the $300 you
won.
You're
very welcome. I won myself $400 on that little
nice
play.
Nice.
Because I played along right there with you.
I'm glad I didn't know that because I would have told you not do it. I don't like when other people jump on my bets because then I feel responsible.
Yes. Well, that's why we didn't tell you. But I found a new game called Ultimate Texas Hold'em. And Jeffrey, if you want to make a lot of money, hey, you don't make it quickly. It's not like you're going to, you know, you can go in there, play for 30 minutes and make $500. But if you got a few hours, which you do when you're in Vegas, you got, you know, a good 3-4 hours, you could make a grand sitting there playing that game because it's silly. All you got to do is beat the dealer straight up and you will make some dollars.
I will have to give that a look when I am in Vegas, which I don't see myself being in Vegas.
We're going to Vegas
soon.
Pretty soon.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
When you get back from your cruise, we're going for a weekend.
Really?
Well, a friend of mine, her dad's having the 70th birthday party there in Vegas.
Yeah.
And she was like, bring the family, come out, we'll have a good time. So, what do you think?
Really? Does that mean the kids?
Everybody.
Yeah, no. I'm kind of maxed on the kids for a little while.
Yeah, but you won't have to be with the kids. The kids
I love
will
your
have,
kids for
the
for
kids
a few
will
minutes.
Have other kids to, you know, be hanging out with.
So do we have a place to stay?
Yeah.
We do.
We do.
Well, I'll always go to Vegas if I got a place to stay. I need to be able to leave when I want, because that's my problem is if I win money, I want to leave.
Well, that's the thing. We won't be at a hotel, so.
That's what I love is I want to leave. Because as long as I'm staying there, then I keep playing. And when I keep playing, then I get back the money I've won.
Oh, I see.
And that's their angle.
So that's all the good old boys. Oh, I forgot. And Oakland Raider, of course, this wouldn't be a good old boy segment.
Can't have a good old boy segment without a Raider.
Defensive tackle Desmond Bryant was arrested for criminal mischief.
Des Bryant was arrested for Christmas?
Desmond Bryant, the defensive tackle of the Oakland Raiders.
Criminal mischief?
Can you explain to me what
criminal mischief
is?
That could be anything, dude. That could be tagging. Seriously.
Okay.
It could be anything from obscene things with barnyard animals to graffiti. Criminal mischief is a very broad category.
Uh-huh.
It could be dropping trow, although they call that lewd and lascivious conduct. How do I know all these things? It's kind of troubling.
That's pretty funny.
Criminal mischief. That could be stealing shopping carts. Seriously.
But here you are, an NFL player. Why do you need to do any of those little petty things?
Yeah, well, because they're fun, I guess. I saw a trailer for Hangover 3.
Okay, the actual charge, because here I am in the Miami-Dade County Correctional Inmate Profile System.
Mm-hmm.
And the actual it's a criminal mischief of over $200 but under $1,000.
There you go.
I just don't even know what that means.
Stole a couple shopping carts. If you and a buddy went out and took a couple of, say, four, you and three buddies, so four of you, you each got a shopping cart from a Target, and then you proceeded to get in those shopping carts and race them downhill.
Yes.
You have now
That's
done
criminal
that criminal mischief because those shopping carts would equal about $1,000.
I've never done that.
It's like, I mean, it's dumb stuff that you shouldn't do. That's really not illegal. It's just stupid.
Yes.
And that's probably what he did. So, let's get more current here, Stephen. Anquan Boldin.
Time for some trade talk.
Super Bowl. Why don't you hit bang it? It's so big.
Trade talk.
Win a Super Bowl ring and get traded. Wow. Anquan Boldin, traveling to Africa on a charity mission, told ESPN that he was stunned, Steven.
Shocked! He said shocked was
okay,
the word.
I thought he was stunned.
I'm
but
sorry,
he,
was it, that, did I go
for
over,
me, you know, for me, it was an initial shock because I had no clue I was going to be traded, Boldin told ESPN producer Ashley Robinson, who was in Africa to document the trip with fellow NFL receivers Larry Fitzgerald and Roddy White. Larry Fitzgerald beat the crap out of Anquan Boldin at this point and said, why couldn't it have been me? Why not me? Why not me? Said a tearful Fitzgerald. That's not true, but that'd be funny, wouldn't
it?
Yeah,
it would be. was that a rumor that you just made?
Wouldn't it be awesome? Anquan's like, wow, I'm shocked. And Larry just starts beating on him. Why not me? Why not me?
Well, here's the thing.
Do you think Baltimore might need a new wide receiver, by the way?
Yeah, maybe. 1 month after Anquan Boldin told Pro Football Talk, Baltimore is the only place I want to play. It is the last place that I will play. For me, I will retire a Raven because I'm not putting on any other uniform.
Not if you don't own yourself, and if someone else owns you and your rights, then guess what? You play where they say you're going to play. You put on what uniform they say you're going to put on. So Harbaugh will be his former. He's playing from one Harbaugh to another.
This,
how about that? That's a cute.
It is Harbaugh to Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Anquan Boldin also said, "This business is BS." Sometimes.
But he also went on to say that he's grateful for the support and getting to know and missing the place that he has called home in Baltimore. So, he thought it was the last stop of his career, but due to the circumstances, I won a championship in February. We come home champions, and it sounds like he's been making some peace with this. And that's good because the fact is it means Randy Moss is going to be pushed out of the equation altogether. And San Francisco just got better. And Baltimore is going to be given, what, a first-round pick and a first and second?
No.
It was pretty good.
You're thinking
good.
Percy Harvin.
Oh, the Percy Harvin. No, this was a seventh-round pick.
This was nothing.
This was a seventh-round pick mostly because they really didn't have much control.
And the Niners have like a skajillion picks
They
right
actually
now.
Do have a skajillion.
As a matter of fact, what is it, 48 or 49 right
skajillion.
Now? Is it skajillion?
Yeah.
Okay. They do have a ton of picks. So
I think they have 17 picks,
50.
Honestly.
50.
50?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I think it's 17.
No,
I
it's huge, but it's such a big
17
number.
17 in the first couple days.
Yeah, it's such a big number, you can say 50, and I'll believe
okay.
you.
Got it.
Because it's big.
So there you go. Joe Flacco says he's not surprised. You see things like this happen every year in the NFL. It's the nature of the business. And now we've got to put some faith in your young guys. And I'm thinking of, what is it, Daniel Ellerby? Who am I thinking of that they've got as a wide receiver that they're developing, who was injured for much of last season? Do you got to – am I on the right track here?
I don't know where you're
the
going.
The Baltimore wide receiver that was injured much of last year that will probably step into Bolden's role there.
That I do not know. I do not know they still got Torrey Smith.
Oh, well, of course you've got Torrey Smith.
He was pretty crucial as well.
Now, apparently I'm thinking of David Reed. David Reed.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Don't know much about the cat.
He's had three injury-filled seasons as a Raven.
So let's talk about the other wide receiver.
And then, of course, Jacoby Jones.
That was traded. Percy Harvin. Traded from
Shockwaves.
Minnesota Vikings to the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay, let that sink in for a second. Percy Harvin, Minnesota to Seattle. Seattle, really good team, just a few games away from the Super Bowl. Just got better, probably. Steven, Minnesota, what are they thinking there? What are they thinking? What are they doing? How do you replace? Look, there's many ways in which Percy Harvin is a headache.
Funny.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He has issues with migraines and stuff, and maybe the weather in the Northwest serves better for those with migraines. I don't know. I would think that the excessive cloud cover would make you more prone to migraines. Because it's kind of depressive weather.
Yeah.
But I really question what Minnesota's thinking here. Where, how are you going to replace a guy like this and you don't got nobody? You ain't got nobody. Jerome Simpson?
I think this was a great move for Seattle.
Aromatherapy?
great move for Pete Carroll because, look, Pete Carroll knows Percy Harvin well.
Absolutely.
He recruited him out of high school to go to his college.
Yeah, SC.
Not SC. Wait a minute. Yes, SC.
Yes,
from
SC.
College to SC.
Yes.
Then, last year when the Seahawks were going to play Minnesota, he glowed about Percy Harvin. Just talking about how the Vikings use him well. They use him as a running back. They throw him the ball at the line of scrimmage or behind the line of scrimmage and let him get out in space. He's got, like, you know, 60 catches already. I mean, he just glowed and went on and on about Percy Harvin. So, clearly, Pete Carroll liked the kid and wanted him to come play there. But for the Minnesota Vikings to think that this is a good move because you're getting a first rounder and a seventh rounder this year, and then next year you get a mid-round. Conditional mid-round pick. Who are you going to get to replace him?
I told you.
He
aromatherapy.
Was. Jeffrey, this dude
Jerry
was.
Jerry's right.
On par to being just a shy. Like if here's Adrian Peterson, and I'm putting him high, literally like a smidgen below him was Percy Harvin.
Because
Those
you
were
had
– That was your offense.
Adrian Peterson was better because Percy Harvin was on the field.
Exactly.
There was a legitimate threat of throwing the ball deep.
Yes.
Because Kyle Rudolph's your intermediate threat at tight end, and now you've got legitimate speed threat on the outside. So how do you defend this? Well, you have to defend this more or less using a zone. It's hard to play the man.
Yeah. And
you play the man, you're going to get burned.
And so, sometimes Percy Harvin was in the backfield with
yes,
Adrian Peterson.
With Adrian Peterson.
Who's, get?
Who's getting the ball?
So, now what do? You're the Minnesota Vikings. You don't have that anymore.
I have no idea. They better have really good plans for how they're going to draft. Yeah. Because there are some talented wide receivers in this year's draft. But can they make an impact like a Percy Harvin right out of the gate? And I don't think so. So what you're left with is really, who is Chris Ponder going to be throwing the ball to?
Aromatherapy.
And is Christian therapy? It's Christian therapy. As I do Christian therapy. Call me Jeff Ellis. Christian Ponder has just been told that basically his job got a lot harder.
Now, the flip side of this is for Percy Harvin, Seattle is where wide receivers go to die.
Historically.
I still haven't seen a change of that.
I'm trying to think of the last
Russell
really,
Wilson
really good one.
Is a lot better.
Oh, he's awesome.
At quarterback, getting the ball down the field to his receivers.
Hasselbeck,
but still.
Who'd Hasselbeck's favorite weapon was back in the day? No?
No.
Not coming to
nobody.
You?
There's nobody. Because he would spread the ball.
Wasn't Randy
they
Moss
spread
there
the ball.
For a week?
For a week. You're thinking T.O.
Oh, Terrell Owens. That's what I was thinking.
But, you know, T.J. Who's Your Mama went there to die. Deion Branch went there to die previously before him.
Not good, not good.
Antonio Bryant went there to die. There's a lot of good wide receivers.
I needed you to access your brain to help me out.
Yeah, there's a lot of good wide receivers that go there to die. And with Marshawn Lynch, they're still going to predominantly be a running football team. Now, if they use Percy Harvin the way the Vikings use Percy Harvin,
I think that's what Pete Carroll sees.
They're going to line him up as a running back, and they're going to throw him the ball coming out of the backfield. Then he might not completely die. But if he's just going to go there to be the number one wide receiver, and they're going to want him to stretch the field vertically, it may not work out for him.
What I'm noticing here that's so interesting is Jim Harbaugh does a lot of work to plan against Baltimore Ravens and Anquan Boldin. And in looking at that film over and over and over again, what does he come away with, especially after losing the Super Bowl?
Oh, we're back to the Niners.
Yeah, no, but I'm on a theme here.
Yeah, okay.
I'm on a theme. What he come away with is, I want that guy.
Yeah.
I want that guy. Now, what he come away with, Pete Carroll, admittedly, planning to play the Minnesota Vikings and prepping to play them,
Yeah. And
kept looking at Percy Harvin going,
I want that guy.
Yeah. So basically, coaches right now that are making moves have had to compete against and game plan against these guys and found that they had a very difficult time matching up. And in Pete Carroll's play said, you know what? My system, yeah, I don't have Adrian Peterson, but I do have Skittles, and he's pretty damn good.
But I do have Skittles.
And he's pretty damn good.
And Skittles is so good.
And if I can line them up and use Harvin to stretch the field like he did in Minnesota, which gave Adrian Peterson these holes to work with so that they couldn't stack nine in the box. No, I did not misspeak. I did not mean eight in the box. I meant nine in the box, because that's what you do against Minnesota. And he still got MVP last year, Adrian Peterson. So he's thinking, I got a little version of that out here on the West Coast, and that could be pretty cool for me.
Yeah. You know what? It's going to be interesting. I like Percy Harvin a lot.
Aren't you concerned a little bit about the migraines?
I think for the most part,
they seem to be handled.
They figured out what was going on there, and they started handling business there. So
he hasn't been put out of games for a season because of that.
Yeah, I don't think he missed any games.
I don't either. But it's a matter of identifying these migraines early, getting yourself in the right context to be able to put this thing to bed so that it doesn't come back and bite you in the butt later.
They for the most part, when Seattle played Minnesota last week, they neutralized Percy Harvin in that game. He didn't do much. I think he had four carries for like 24 yards. Adrian Peterson kind of tore them up, but they still wound up winning the game. And so I guess you take a look at Carroll's thinking, you know what, Peterson doesn't, he provides something that I don't have on my team.
Exactly.
And so they went
and really, he doesn't. I mean, the fact is there has been no legitimate deep threat there for a while. And bully for them. Good for them.
It's going to be interesting. That West, though, the whole NFC West.
I'm going to throw, including in there, the Arizona Cardinals.
Well, and the Rams. You can't forget the Rams.
I have not forgotten the Rams. The Rams were already in there. I love the Rams. I'm ready for them to come back.
Are you?
And let them be my team.
Will you embrace them?
I will embrace them.
Forever?
If you take a team twice, Steven, as your team, I think you're pretty much locked in forever.
You're done.
Or you're just an artard. Yeah. Because people are like, wow, I couldn't trust you for a second. If you made a pick on something, I'd pick the opposite because you're such a dope.
Right.
Well, the Rams 1.0. They were my team by default because it's the team I was born into.
Right.
Then they left. Mean lady took them, moved them halfway across the country, won Super Bowl, did beautiful things with them, had beautiful children, became presidents and Kennedys and Rockefellers.
So over the last 7 years, you've just kind of been playing the field until your Rams come back.
My Rams have been gone for 18 years, Steven.
Yes.
Not 7 years, 18
I understand,
years.
But the last 7 years you've
19
changed.
Years,
every
actually.
Year you've picked another team and cursed them to doom, except for one.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, so you would embrace them.
If they became the Los Angeles Rams, I would have no trouble, especially with Jeff Fisher as the head coach, I would have no trouble embracing them.
Los Angeles Rams.
Sam Bradford, Danny Amendola, I'm all in. Steven Jackson would be nice to retain his services. Not sure if that's possible.
That's a done deal. He voided the contract. That's another thing we didn't talk about.
Well, we're going to talk about things. That's why we're talking.
Well, he opted out of his contract. He opted out of the contract.
So when we said that it could be his last game played when he was at Wembley, he played
a few more games after that.
Yeah, and that was it.
Yeah.
I was a little bummed that I was wrong there, but that's okay. Steven Jackson gone from St. Louis. Speaking of people that aren't gone.
Yes.
Togo.
Tony Gonzalez has said, I will come back. It's interesting because I saw an article that said he will come back for the right money.
Yeah, I think people misquoted him dramatically. Tony's today, never been about the money.
Yeah, today he's like, I'm back. I talked to my family and I'm back.
Tony's about one thing, and what's that, Steven?
Winning the Super Bowl.
Thank you.
Brother ain't gonna win.
That's the reason, though, he left his original situation in Kansas City. Yeah. The reason he left Kansas City is because that situation did not lend itself to Super Bowls, and so he bailed, and that was the right move to make. And they came reasonably close last year to winning a Super Bowl, did they not? They came to the AFC title game, the NFC title game.
I don't know if they got close.
Look, they came to the AFC title game, NFC title game, and got rolled by a red-hot San Francisco 49ers team.
Did they get rolled, or they just, you know.
They were not prepared for this San Francisco 49ers team.
No. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about the Atlanta Falcons. They're not ready. They're not going to be ready.
Steven,
this should have been their year.
This should have been their year, and that's why I picked them to be in the Super Bowl before the season began. But if last year wasn't their year, how are they worse this year? Michael Turner, okay,
gone.
Okay, is gone. And so we've got – but really, I'm thinking defensive John Abraham is going to retire.
Is he?
Or he's moving somewhere else, but John Abraham will not be back.
Okay.
And he's a big integral part of that defense. And so there's some changes, but as a whole, this group is largely intact. And this group being largely intact came very close to going to the Super Bowl last year.
All
so
I know
no reason
is
they can't
the Falcons almost lost and should have lost to the Seattle Seahawks in their first playoff game. They barely eked out a 30-28 victory thanks to a miraculous comeback. They should have lost that game. They had no business winning that game to begin with.
Right.
And then they never even had a shot against the 49ers.
Right.
So
you learn from that. First of all, that was Matt Ryan's first time ever winning a playoff game.
I'm going to say that the Atlanta Falcons kind of remind me of the Atlanta Braves.
They remind me of the Dallas Cowboys, Steven.
From Atlanta. Let me finish with my Atlanta
please.
Braves.
Atlanta
they're
Braves.
A team that they're very great in the regular season, and they get it done, and they roll through, and they win their division for 13 years. They win their division, and then they can never freaking win the World Series.
Bobby Cox.
They did it once.
The bomb.
Okay? I love Bobby Cox, by the way.
I know.
I love
too.
All those Atlanta
me too.
Braves teams. But they
you know,
just
Chipper
get
Jones,
it.
The New York Yankees are asking Chipper Jones to come out of retirement.
Really?
That's how desperate they
wow,
are.
Wow, they're pretty bad at third base. But the thing is that they just could never get it done in the playoffs.
You're right.
They could never get it done. They
That's why they had trouble selling out playoff
exactly.
games.
Exactly.
Because guys are like, I've been here.
I've been here. I've
Every
seen
year
it.
We're here.
I've seen it for 13
And what does
years.
It do? Nothing.
And so I think the Atlanta Falcons are something. They've been great through the regular season recently. Been fantastic. And then they get to the playoffs, and they're one and done. This year they weren't one and done. But only because it took a miracle and that they had Matt Bryan to kick that field goal at the end of the game. And even still, that they had the squib kick, remember? And Seattle still
yeah,
had a chance at
yeah.
the end. They didn't even really win it well.
No, they
okay?
didn't win it well.
So,
but again,
that's what the Atlanta Falcons remind me. They remind me of they're great in the regular season, like the Atlanta Braves. Come playoff time, they just can't do it. And I'm going to stick with that until they prove me wrong.
Okay.
And I don't think they proved me wrong this year.
I want to liken them to the Dallas Cowboys, not to be mean at all, but – Dallas, the thing on them was they couldn't win a playoff game, much like what they said about Matt Ryan. Well, then he finally won a playoff game, Tony Romo did, as did Matt Ryan. And then what's happened since? So I'm just looking forward with the Atlanta Falcons, I'm looking back on the Dallas Cowboys, and they've struggled since then.
Yeah.
This could happen to a very talented Atlanta Falcons team where you finally got the monkey off your back and you won a playoff game. That's no guarantee of future success.
Nope.
It's really not. And now, Steven, you got me worried about the Atlanta Falcons, which I didn't want to be worried about them. Right. I still had them winning the NFC South last year or next year, this coming season.
It's
so
going to be difficult.
It will be, but I still
– You got
I know New Orleans. I know Sean Payton's back and his front.
Yeah, and I think the Carolina Panthers are going to be a team to be reckoned with. And if Shiano can get his head out of his butt long enough to not want to – rush people, you know, at the end of games and actually rush people in the middle of the game when it's important, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers might win some. So
yeah, Tampa Bay is going to be better. Linebacker Larry Foote and wide receiver Plaxico Burress have agreed to re-sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Adam Schefter is now reporting.
Well, that is good news for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It abalubi is.
Abalubi?
Especially with Mike Wallace expecting to sign elsewhere as a free
people!
Agent.
People! People!
Yeah.
2 hours, Jeffrey! 2 hours till free agency. Oh, actually, I'm sorry.
It's less.
1 hour. 1 hour. I don't
How about
know how to do
6 minutes?
What?
Isn't it 3 o'clock? Isn't it 3 p.m.?
No, 4.
Eastern time? Okay, 1 hour.
One hour, six minutes. 5 minutes.
Five, six. It'll be five in just a second, though, so I'll support you in a second. Okay, so, Steven,
right.
I think we go on a hurry-up mode and we
no,
answer
wait,
our Facebook questions.
Wait, hold on. Before we answer Facebook questions, we got to talk about Deadspin and them posting a conversation between Buffalo Bills general manager Buddy Nix and Tampa Bay Buccaneers general manager Mark Domenic and the implications of one. How did they get a recording of these two GMs talking about stuff?
I hate this nonsense.
And
I hate when people illegal wiretapping. I don't care if you are the Daily Mail in Britain. I don't care who you are. If you are illegally getting information by listening in on people's conversations when you do not have permission, you are as low as it goes. Why not read your wife's email? Check up on her. You don't know what she might be doing right now. You are a loser and a lowlife if you are illegally listening in on phone calls, reading emails that aren't your business. Yeah. Stay the hell out. Don't be a degenerate scumbag. Am I mistaken?
I think so.
Privacy is kind of a... You think I'm mistaken? I said, am I mistaken? You said, I think so.
No, I should have submitted. I think not.
All right. So. I'm like, wow, I thought you and I don't have a lot of political views in common, but come on, we both believe in privacy.
Here's what Deadspin is saying, that it was two pranksters that recorded the GMs talking free agency.
What a silly prank. Dude, you're illegally recording someone's phone conversation. That's not a prank.
No, it
isn't. It's called a crime. Wiretapping is a federal offense.
Well, should we play it? Should we play the conversation?
No, because you know what? That's one of the things that I like about me, is that if somebody has gotten something that they shouldn't have gotten illegally, I don't want to know about it.
Okay.
I've listened to a lot of Nixon's Watergate tapes.
Yes.
Back in the day. I don't generally care about what people say behind closed doors. If they don't want me privy to the conversation, then it's none of my business, and it's probably best that I stay out of it. And if someone, you know, one of the things I tell my kids, if someone says, oh, I shouldn't tell you this, first, next thing out of your mouth should be, then don't.
Yeah.
Because this is, people get hurt so badly by things, and they don't realize what's meant and the context that things are delivered in. And sometimes people just say stuff that's not even true, and then it gets out there and you can't take it back.
I kind of want to know what they're talking about. Ryan Fitzpatrick, though. They gotta
they don't like him, okay?
I want to hear what they
don't like him.
Can I hear what they have to say?
They're scared
of
him.
I'll tell you what. When we get off air and we're done and you go home, I'm going to listen because I want to know what they say about Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick wants to know what they say about Ryan Fitzpatrick.
The biggest reason
right.
I would
it's
never
not,
want to be a celebrity
right. yeah,
is
right.
because I don't because want
this?
People saying nonsense about me.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have to do the I won't read it, yeah. I won't read it, I won't read it. But then somebody else you know reads it and
yeah.
tells you about it. I don't want to know.
So, you know what? I learned my freshman year in college from a great man, Anthony Ridley, who was the senior director there at the university. Now, I was thinking about leaving the University of Dallas. Because the University of Dallas is so small, it's smaller than my high school.
My okay. college was a quarter the size of my
and
high school.
And I had already made all the preparations. I was going to transfer out, come out to UCLA. I said, it's a great, huge campus. There's 50,000 students. I'm just going to be one of 50,000. If I do something, it's not going to get back to me. Because at the University of Dallas, I did something in the morning, and by lunchtime, people were talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it drove me nuts. Because in high school, it was so big that it didn't matter what I did. If I did something goofy or silly.
Still Steven Miranda.
Right.
So there were websites, had there been an internet back then.
Back then.
There would have been websites dedicated to what Steven doing now.
And that's kind of how the University of Dallas was back then. And I was done. I was getting ready. I had talked to the director.
You were very emotional.
I was a very emotional guy. And I was like, I'm just done. I don't want to have to deal with this silliness. It's just silliness. And then he realized, you just hit the nail on the head yourself, Steven. It's silliness. He's like, you know who your friends are. You know who loves you. And that's all you need to know. And if anybody else reads or hears or says anything about you that's not true, who cares? Because, one, they're not your friends. Because if they're your friends, they're going to stand up for you. They're going to say something to say that's not true. And two, if they're not your friends, then they're not your friends. You're not going to hang out with them. Who cares what they think? Doesn't matter what they think, you're never going to be able to change their minds anyway, so don't care about it.
I have a similar saying.
And
if people are uptight with – Americans can frequently get uptight because some European countries may not like us, like France.
Yeah.
I'm like, but do we respect them?
Yeah.
No, we don't respect them because they're largely a socialist country.
Right.
In fact, their president is a socialist. So we don't respect them. But we want them to like us.
Yeah, why do we care?
If it's somebody that you don't like and respect and you're uptight because they don't like or respect you, isn't that the right thing that they don't like and respect you?
Yeah.
What if they did like and respect you? Wouldn't you then have a problem? That's another way of thinking about things, isn't it?
Yeah.
If the enemies of your enemies, 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 enemies all think you're a scumbag, then do you like them? No. Well, then don't worry about it.
Then what's the big deal?
Where is the problem?
So, and I thank Anthony for that because I wound up not leaving the University of Dallas. It turned out to be great for me. So.
Turned out to be great for you. I'm on. Hit bang me into Facebook questions.
Facebook questions!
The prompt was simply questions, please. About to record, bring them questions. And we will
did
go.
Did you really say bring them questions?
I did. I said bring them. So, Ormond.
Gordon's up. Get that fool on the phone. Get him up.
My son's awake?
He just posted something on Facebook.
Well, hit him on instant message then, because I'm busy. You know what? There's a place we got to go to lunch, Steven. Hit him on Facebook. Tell him not to eat lunch, and I'll take you boys to lunch. Well, because there's this place that every single piece of meat that they have includes bacon. They have ground beef and ground bacon. You can't just get a hamburger. It contains bacon in the patty. This is not horse meat. We're not talking about Britain. We're talking about a good place in America that everything contains bacon. They have mac and cheese, and, of course, it includes bacon. It's like Tommy Burgers, only everything's not chili. It's bacon.
It's bacon.
So, Ormond, Allred, bigger impact for their respective teams, Harvin for Seattle or Bolden for San Fran?
Harvin for Seattle.
Harvin for Seattle simply because they are a little bereft of talent at that position. Anquan Bolden is being added to an amazing situation. Do you agree?
I just think there's
– he's going to play the Randy Moss game better than Randy Moss.
Yeah, there's a lot more talent.
That's what I just said. He's going to a situation that is chock full of talent.
Yes.
Okay, so we agree. Johannes, if the Niners get Ed Reed, too, will they be unbeatable?
Well, nobody's unbeatable.
But it'd be pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It'd be sick.
Yeah.
Oli, what's been keeping you guys? Withdrawal symptoms. Appreciate the love.
We love you, Ollie. We're coming back.
Matt Barnes, are the Cowboys for real in 2013?
Matt, I'm going to hurt you.
Matt loves the Cowboys.
I know, but still, I'm going to hurt him.
Wow. You should know him before you get to hurt him because I do know him. We're friends, he's a nice guy.
Go to the next question.
He's a minister. Is the Hawks-Niners rivalry the best in the NFL now?
No.
How many of these older free agents will the Raiders or Redskins waste money on?
A lot of them.
Okay, Marty Burton, who's getting picked first in the draft?
Your son.
Yes, I'm listening to my son. Tell me the thread of the conversation.
Nothing. He's just – I said, do not – I see. I typed wrong. I said, do not lunch. We're going together. And he said – English, good language, is understand better right used.
My son is a great writer. That's
so
funny.
He just said, you suck. And he threw me back a heart.
All right. Who's getting picked first in the draft?
Who's getting picked first? Nobody knows because the Chiefs don't even know. Right now, if you were to go to the Kansas City Chiefs and say, who are you taking first? Seriously, off the record, I'm not going to tell it. I'm going to die right now, and I'm going to take it to the grave.
Cross my heart. Hope to die. Stick a needle in my eye.
And they'll say, we don't even know.
All right. Who do you think the Jets signing of Gerard? It hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, it has happened. That is official. I'm sorry. We should have talked about it earlier.
Wow. So the joke on the drive-in, I heard on Sirius XM that Rex Ryan was seen getting a David Gerard tattoo. That was for real.
That was for real. He signed Gerard.
Which is a great joke, by the way.
It's a big motivation.
Motivator for Mark Sanchez. Yes. Basically assuring that Mark Sanchez will not play this year because he sucks.
Yes.
And Gerard, I did not understand why Gerard didn't have a job last year, frankly. If people saw Hard Knocks and saw the work that he put in on his rehab, when guys don't get jobs and there's no seeming reason why they don't get a job, you got to ask what else is going on that you don't know about, because these general managers, look, they would have taken him. They would have done something. They would have helped them get another job. So I don't know what's the story with David Gerard, but good for him. What do I think of the Jets signing him? Good for him. Good for the Jets. Where do you rank the NFC West among other divisions after moves these teams made?
It's moving
this
up.
This is so not the worst that it's not even funny. Yes. This is one of the top divisions in football.
I would say clearly the AFC worst is now officially the AFC worst.
But the NFC West ranking amongst the divisions is possibly the strongest division in football from top to bottom. I will say that from top to bottom. They're top to bottom.
I will disagree.
What, are you going to put Carolina in there with the South?
I'm actually
looking at the North.
Yeah.
Okay.
Top to bottom.
No, the Bears, Jay Cutler, come on.
Even with the Bears. The Bears were a game away from making the playoffs last year.
Because their defense, dude.
You had two teams in the NFC West that were nothing.
Jeremy, you got Steven and I arguing. Shame on you. Tell Jordan it's 50-50 is the place that we're going to lunch. Dave Cleveland, do you guys think the Niners getting Baldwin for a sixth-round draft pick is a steal of the season? It was the seventh-round draft pick, and largely a steal, sure. I had him as a sixth, and I think he got ended up with a seventh.
Will Brett Favre stay retired?
Just kidding, of course. But seriously, in regards to Green Bay, with the moves made by the Seahawks, 49ers, their lack of physical play on both sides of the football, loss of Charles Woodson and the impending loss of Greg Jennings to free agency, is the window for another ring during the Aaron Rodgers era already closing?
It may already be closed.
But it's
not
certainly
closed.
It's closing. Minimally, it's closing.
I say it's closed.
All right, but great question there, Pete.
Pete, if they get a running back and they get someone on their defense that can actually stop somebody, they may be back in it because Aaron Rodgers.
You got to have him throw for over 5,500 yards a year.
And you know what? I also got to throw this caveat in there. They got to work on their offensive line, much like the Cowboys. They can't have Aaron Rodgers running
getting
for his
sacked
life
17 getting sacked times a season. Robin wants to know. Hello, whoa! I didn't mean like Robin something bad, but my page went crazy. Can a similar position need create hyper salary inflation, mini arms races in division?
What?
I don't know what she's talking about. And I like you, Robin, I'm sure. Can a similar position need create hyper salary inflation, mini arms races in division?
Can a similar position need create?
Where have we seen? We've seen quarterback inflation. Can a similar position – let's assume she's talking about quarterbacks.
Okay.
Given the contract, too. Is there a similar position that can create arms race as far as salaries go? Well, obviously not, but I say left tackle maybe.
Robin, send me an email. I want to know what in the world you're
left
talking
tackle
about
though
here.
Possibly. How ill was Jeff after the jambalaya? Excuse me? I wasn't ill after
so
the jambalaya.
So ill that, you know, what is derp?
Oh, I love that. It's just a derp. It's like a I screwed
like
up
an acknowledgement?
Kind of thing. No, it's derp. It's a nonsense word.
Oh, okay.
He
just called me derp.
Derp. How do you think Bruce Arians is doing so far as cutting players and making some room in the roster for his new potential talent? Derp.
Well, look, man, Bruce Arians got a lot of work to do, man.
Derp.
Now I have no idea what it means or is.
No,
or
I know what derp means because my kids use it all the time. It's an expression of just of nonsense. It's a nonsense expression.
Yeah, like I told Kara chicken poop and she just started cracking up.
Of course she did. It's her favorite thing.
Really?
So how's Bruce Arians doing?
What would Jordan's favorite thing be? How could I crack him up right now?
You don't make that boy laugh. He's the serious version of his sister. He's his mom. What would make Dee Dee laugh? Nothing.
I've made Dee Dee laugh once. It was fabulous.
I know. Okay, come on. We gotta chomp
okay,
this
well, get,
out
get
so
get
we can
to,
get done.
Go.
Bruce Arians, how's he doing?
What do you mean? What is he doing? What is he doing?
How is he doing? How is he doing? David Martinez.
He's got the Arizona Cardinals for crying out loud. Okay, that's what he's doing.
You got a mess.
Yeah, it's a hot stinking mess right now, and
their defense
you gotta
is good.
Find a quarterback. And the fact that you didn't jump into the market and try to get you some Alex Smith love was crazy. It was crazy sauce. All right,
they probably tried.
So, did they try hard enough?
No,
because it wasn't like Kansas City gave up a whole lot. All right, they didn't give up a whole lot to get him. So.
We haven't even talked about the possibility of Mike Holmgren being involved in Oakland. We had, there's so much that's gone on this last month.
We'll see you.
Do you consider you the Harvin trade?
Let's do a show. Not today. Screw you, Miranda. Get out of here. Leave me alone.
Do you consider the Harvin trade a win-win situation for both Seahawks and Vikings?
No, it was a win for the Seahawks. It was a loss for the Vikings.
Big time. Does the Bolden trade put CK7 top five fantasy quarterbacks?
What?
I don't know.
Does the Bolden trade put CK7?
Anquan Bolden was traded to Colin Kaepernick.
Top five fantasy quarterbacks.
Maybe
no,
the seven was
no.
a typo. I don't know.
That's
no.
Number.
Colin's not going to be a top five fantasy quarterback. No. It will be because of his legs, and you cannot guarantee or predict when he's going to have his 130-yard rushing day. And that makes him a poor fantasy quarterback play. Who would win with a no-holds-barred wrestling contest, Jim Harbaugh or Pete Carroll? Obviously, Jim would take a clean fight, but if they can fight dirty. If they can fight dirty, I don't know. I tend to lean towards the seniors when it comes to fights because they have a little bit better imagination typically. And when it comes to people that should not be fighting, I tend to go with the older guy.
Okay.
You got any comment there?
Isn't Pete the older guy?
Pete's older, yeah. So I got Carol.
I don't know. I think I just being around
Jim's more spry, and Jim's a little angrier.
Yeah.
And so you go with angrier.
I'm going to go with the angrier.
I go with experience. You go with the angrier. Okay. Do the Vikings now pick up Greg Jennings to take two defensive players in the first round?
Now we're talking. Now Minnesota Vikings.
Jennings going to
Miami. With a Greg Jennings. I thought Wallace was going to Miami. They can't have both Wallace and Jennings there. Can they?
Do you need them both? Could you pay them both?
I don't know. I mean,
now
you have a 1 and 2, and then Brian Hartline can be the number three.
Three.
Wes Welker, slot type. Now we're talking something.
Where's Wes Welker going to end up? He's just going to get a bigger paycheck by shopping himself.
Yeah.
I love all the content we're squeezing in here. No question, but drop by to say,
woohoo! New episode. Thank you, Sophie. We like you too,
Thomas.
Sweetie.
Hell yes, new episode. Can't wait. All right. What are the Giants going to do?
Nothing.
Win 8 games.
They just released somebody, didn't they? Release Justin Tuck? Also, Umanura. They released Umanura.
They did.
Yeah.
Steve Moore, considering the probable merry-go-round in FA with corners and safeties, which secondary player may end up being the best value for money?
As much as I dislike the guy because he played for the Washington Redskins, Dante Hall. He's not going to get the top dollar at his position that he's going to want, but he's going to come in with a chip on his shoulder and say, I can still be a shutdown corner, and he's going to play very well for whoever picks him up.
Steve Moore, just so you know, FA, IC, and IC Football Association, and I am immediately – I am that much of a Euro head now when it comes to soccer. It's sad, but it's true. I'm like – FA Cup, excuse me. Mark wants to know if Miami signed Welker and Danny Amendola to go with the Hartline, who would be the deep threat?
Well, Miami's not going to do that.
So there you go. it would be you, Mark. You would be the deep threat.
I think, if anything, they do need a deep threat, and it'll probably be Mike Wallace who they go after.
Well, oh, yeah, Darrell Revis. We have some news on him, don't we?
Other than the Jets are shopping him actively.
What's your opinion about trading their only star player and probable future Hall of Famer Darrell Revis? Regarding the situation the Jets are in, no QB, lots of needs, rather weak draft class, cap hell. You just hit on why they have to release Darrell Revis and get rid of him as cap hell.
Yes.
It's going to suck for the Jets. They're going to suck for a couple of years, which is why I'm stunned that they hung on to what's his name as head coach. Rex Ryan. Here's a metaphor for Rex Ryan.
Yes.
This frustrates me in baseball frequently, where you bring in a pitcher's doing badly. He's given up some runs. He's got a few batters on base, but there's two outs. Maybe there's one out. And so there's a base open. And then you bring in a relief pitcher, and you have him intentionally walk the next batter.
Yeah.
Coaching, no. But I see it all the time, and it makes me crazy. You know why? Because if you're going to throw four wide, have the guy you're going to have leave the game, throw the four wide. Have the guy coming into the game focus on the strike zone.
Right.
Okay? So now, if you're going to suck for several years, maybe this is a case where they've got throwing four wide and intentional base on balls. But they've got a coach in mind. Maybe Bill Cowher's going to come out of retirement in 2 years. And Rex Ryan is there to ride out the piss poor days that the Jets are going to have in their future. And they didn't. That's the reason that they did not check and change Rex Ryan. What do you think of my theory? Interesting,
it's
isn't
flawed.
It?
I think
it's a flawed theory?
Here, because, look, basically the Jets, they're locked into Rex Ryan for this year.
Right.
For this year. There's really nothing they could do. They're staying with him this year.
Just like they're staying with Sanchez. They have no choice.
Let's say, well, yeah, they give him that crazy contract, and this year he's going to make $13 million. They can't drop $13 million. So, here's the deal. They're locked in. With Rex Ryan, let's say he comes in next year, and he gets them to the AFC Championship game again. Are you really going to say that the guy's been your coach 5 years, he got you to the AFC Championship three times, and you're going to get rid of him?
Steven, if he gets them to the AFC Championship game this coming season, I will buy you a car.
Whoa! Really? Any car I want?
Any car you
any
want.
Any car I want.
You want a Ferrari?
No. I've always wanted a Corvette, a red Corvette. You would get
fine,
me
little
a
red
Corvette.
Hell yes. And I can't even afford it, but it doesn't matter because it's not going to happen.
Oh, hey.
This Jets team is going to be on my three-win watch.
I will get
three-win watch for this Jets team.
Don't give me a red Corvette. That's all I'm saying.
Fine. I will buy you a dozen red Corvettes. I will get them in various shades of red. So your mood, you will just go in and go, yeah, I'm more this today.
Yeah.
That's how unlikely this is.
But you shouldn't make that bet. I'm just saying.
Nacho says, please don't give out any information about me living in New York. I'm kidding. Nacho says, no Anquan Boldin, no Ray Lewis, no Paul Kruger, most probably no Ed Reed, and Joe Flacco sitting with the fattest contract. Look to me like the perfect ingredients to follow the Giants Super Bowl winner. Don't make the playoff steps. Agree or disagree? Agree. Agree.
Okay, I don't know. You kind of threw his question all over the place. So
No Ray Lewis, no Anquan Boldin, no Paul Kruger, most probably no Ed Reed. Joe Flacco sits with the fattest contract. Oh, look to me like the perfect ingredients to follow the Giants Super Bowl winner.
Ravens aren't even going to make the playoffs.
No, they can't. Yes. And look, remember the Albert Haynesworth contract? When you give a guy $40 million, you better be sure about his work ethic. Yeah. And Joe Flacco, we have every reason to believe, has a good work ethic.
Great work ethic.
But we're going to find out for sure because he's got $36 million of Gura sitting there for him to do nothing.
The problem with the Ravens
the losses.
Is their defense isn't going to be there for them.
No. And that defense has carried them when he's having off days.
Paul says, what took you so long?
No, he said lol.
He said long.
Laugh out loud.
Ha. Huh.
Right, LOL.
I did.
Oh,
laughing
you
out
laughed
loud.
Out loud. Ha. Ah, I see. So that was your response.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Laugh out loud. Ha.
What week will the ouch.
What week will Come the Texans
on,
implode
Sean?
This year?
Wow.
Probably week 10.
They did kind of implode at the end of the season, man. It was not even pretty.
Okay, I'm refreshing to make sure we haven't missed anyone, and that's it. That's it. 13 minutes ago was the last question.
Well, good. Jordan said, "I'm a shower real quick."
I said,
"Don't call me Ima."
But I'm bump.
Yeah.
So there you go. We want to say
thank
it's
you
been
for being
a
back.
Long time.
We
thank
should
for your
announce
thank
show
for your
donors. Check your inboxes. You should have a ballot by the time you listen to the show. There will be a ballot in your inbox. For the Ravies, we need you to get them in quick.
Really excited because Billy Crystal has agreed to host the show this year.
You got Billy Crystal?
I got Billy Crystal.
I got Seth MacFarlane.
Wow, we got Billy Crystal and Seth MacFarlane.
How did that happen?
Well, this could be embarrassing.
But, hey, you know how usually we only have one and then one backs out at the last minute and we don't have a replacement?
Now
we got a replacement.
Instead of letting either of them know, let's just make sure
that
somebody's going to show.
Let them both come.
And then they can
we'll
fight it
one.
Out.
And what if they're both here? Come on. Billy Crystal and Seth
together. We saw
together.
Your boobs.
Yeah, we saw
your
boobs. Seth said that he would write a song called We Saw Your Ass. because there were a lot of football players this past season who their pants fell off in the middle of the – you remember all those?
Yeah.
There was a video.
So he's going to – instead of with the Academy Awards with yes. we saw your boobs, we saw
your
ass.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
Seth MacFarlane joining us on the next show, along with Billy Crystal for the Ravies. The
eighth annual
Ravies, friends.
Show donors, check your inboxes. If you did not receive an email, please email me at steven@rarn.net, and I'll make sure that you get the link to the ballot.
Everybody be good. Be nice to somebody. Do a random act of kindness, and have yourselves a really groovy day.
And until the Ravies show, here's to you, man. This NFL is – I can't wait to go to New York. Nacho, I hope you have steak, man, and potatoes and green beans.
Okay, there you go. Steak, potato, and green beans. Thanks, Nach.
We're out.
Bye.